Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Exhibit Alexandra by Natasha Bell, published by Michael Joseph in 2018. Today's book is all about disappearances, lies, and female identity. Alexandra Southwood has gone missing. A devoted mother and wife, she never returned home from work, and her husband Mark is beginning to get worried. He does the best he can with the kids and rings around all their friends to see if they've heard from her. But then the hours begin to tick by and there's still no sign of her, and Mark contacts the police. The story then flips to Alex's viewpoint. She's being held somewhere by someone. Disoriented and scared, at least she's alive and seems to be healthy. The days pass with no sign of Alex, and the police begin to take her disappearance more seriously. After a wider search, some of her belongings are found by a canal, as well as a large amount of her blood. Things are not looking good for Alex. Mark fumbles through life, trying to keep his family together while desperately missing his wife. As the weeks turn into months, he feels the police are not doing enough. He's convinced she's still alive, but as they delve deeper into Alex's life and strange facts start to arise, eventually Mark begins to wonder whether he knew his wife at all. Exhibit Alexandra is a smart thriller and not your average missing woman crime novel. It's a whole lot more intricate and interesting in its themes. The story itself is told in an unusual way. We see Mark through how Alex expects him to behave. His actions are described from her point of view, but because she's missing, she's not actually there at the time. The book follows Mark through the investigation into her disappearance, his emotions and interactions with friends and colleagues as he tries to unpick what happened. He finds letters in the attic from an old friend of Alexandra's in America, revealing a side to his wife which he thought she'd left behind long ago. The novel also goes back in time to walk through Mark and Alexandra's love story, and her artistic life in America before they met. Whilst this might sound like a normal missing woman novel, what makes Exhibit Alexandra special is how it delves into female identity and the role of a wife and mother. Alex, as a former artist and now academic, is intrigued by identity and the facades we put on in life. The book explores how women have to subdue their own ambition in order to have a family, a sacrifice which men rarely ever need to make. The female characters simmer with discontent under the surface, plagued by the ideas and the potential of the life that they've foregone. Exhibit Alexandra is also about selfishness and following your own passions to the detriment of everyone else. Now, while I do have to admit that I did see the twist coming, there were enough interesting elements in the book to keep me enthralled until the last page. So if you like lies, art, identity, and female ambition, I recommend Exhibit Alexandra by Natasha Bell. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. And if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.